industry moving forward out here in the West Coast.
Yes.
And we're driving the world's cannabis right now too. So we are globally impacting how we shape cannabis today.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's quite, you know, it burdens quite a responsibility to make sure that we do that responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
And doing that in a hospitable way where you're serving cannabis, but you don't want someone to get greened out, or
100%.
You want to make sure that they feel safe.
Yes.
And because those playbooks are not written right now, we're really wanting to make sure that we're safe in how we approach that.
Mm-hmm.
So brands and retail are working closely together, I should say, to try and make sure that the general consumer public is able to do that in a way that is responsible and educational. And because the topic of cannabis is not widely researched either, like, we're in the process, but there's a lot of misinformation online.
Of course.
So there is a responsibility as well there to educate alongside teach how to consume and consume responsibly. So yeah, so it's an interesting time to be able to navigate those waters.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a blank page, you can kind of write anything on it, right?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, we're almost going to be coming to a close in our conversation, because this show, I've got some more people coming on air. But I do want to ask, because I do want to make sure that we plug, like, how we can get connected.
Yeah.
But before we do that, is there anything that you can share that might be, like, upcoming, even like personally, like, you know, because this is that you're on air, like, this is like, you know, things that you can say, you know, because we are, I just want to let you know that, like I mentioned, I am going to include links to how you can be connected with Stacey and all of the things. So you will be able to get further information. But is there anything, like, even months wise, or is there anything sort of upcoming, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that there's always new products dropping.
Yes.
I am trying to align product drops with hospitality moments as well.
Nice.
So I think the best thing to do is to follow our brand page, follow me personally, because I do post a lot of things that are not just for our brand, but just for overall in the industry. So if you are interested in following the culture of cannabis, it's a good place to start.
Yes.
I think definitely in the summer, there's a lot going on. There's Camp Canna that's coming up
as
well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, shout out to
Camp Canna.
Yes, shout out Alexis.
But yeah, for sure, that's like a fun 420 summer camp vibes, and it is open to consumers. Yeah. So good thing to check out for sure. We'll be there, so we may be able to run into each other if you head that way.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, so now we're coming up to the end of our conversation, and then I'm going to play a track before our next guest joins us. Please, Stacey, can you share how we can get connected?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The easiest way is follow me on Instagram, which is at Stace Duffy, StaceDuffy.
Awesome.
And it is a private page. You do have to request, because I have to verify you're 19 plus.
Mm-hmm.
But I will do those due diligence and then accept you in. So,
awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And as you know, Beats and Eats also has an Instagram page. It is Beats and Eats BC on Instagram. So just in case, you know, you don't have the ability to go to the show notes, you can always connect with me. I will connect you with Stacey as well. Okay. Stacey, oh my gosh, thank you so much for joining me today. I want you back.
I would love
you know,
to be
you
back.
Need to come back and maybe have your own show and all the things.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, so now we are going to get into one more track. Maybe two, we'll see, but we're definitely going to start off with another track. This is a cover of Baltimore by Lee Reitnor. This is a track that I am hearing for the very, I don't know, probably third time, because I did play it a couple times today. I like it. I like this version. It's very similar to the Tamlins and the Nina Simone vibe. So I am going to kick this off right now. Let us enjoy Baltimore.
Thank you. beat up little seagull on a marble stair. Trying to find the ocean, looking everywhere. And nowhere to run to, there ain't nothing here for free.
Hello, hello, hello. I am officially back. We just heard another rendition of Baltimore, and I hope you enjoyed it. Again, I haven't heard that rendition up until, I don't know, a few moments ago, I found it and I listened to it a few times actually today. So I hope you enjoy it. But today I mentioned that I have other guests in store with me today. And I am so excited because I've had the guests that are here with me today on a few times, which I'm so thrilled about. And we are going to be talking about the Vagina Monologues. Guess what? Birkin Productions is presenting a return of the Vagina Monologues at the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island in Vancouver. And it's coming back May 14th at 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
Awesome. This live performance features stories in both English and Spanish, and it's going to be giving you an impactful and emotional experience. So welcome, welcome, welcome again. Who is in the studio? Please introduce yourselves.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Well, I am Alfa Acosta, and I am an actress and also the director of the monologues, the Vagina Monologues.
Yes, it's so good to see you back. Hey, hey, hey.
We have a new mate.
Yes, please speak into the mic.
Hello, my name is Fernanda, and I am joining the team this time, and I'm so happy. And hey. I am an actress, too.
Hey.
Fernanda who?
Fernanda Moran.
Yes, Fernanda, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And Maria Fernanda Hasselbach, and I'm an actress as well, and I'm super happy to be back with you, Nicole.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so my first question, please share, what was it like to do the Vagina Monologues for your first performance that happened in, when was it?
March
24th. Right? How was that?
It was a wonderful experience because I felt the audience very connected with us, and also we were very connected to each other. So it was amazing. It was full of surprises as well,
yep.
Right? And I don't know.
For me, it was my first experience in theater,
mm-hmm.
and just understanding the silence and just listening to people react to our voices and to the story, mm-hmm. was just super magical experience.
Mm-hmm.
But as Alfa said, the connection that we had, not just between us, mm-hmm. but with the public and sitting there and listening and feeling,
yes.
it was fantastic.
I love.
I guess for me especially, it was wonderful to know that I, as a Latina actress, mm-hmm. Being with this audience and connected with them and knowing that my words has a meaning for them,
yes.
It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a wow. Art can be expressed in any
yes,
language,
absolutely.
Can express in any form, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we as a human, we can connect each other
absolutely.
Through art.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so now you're back again for
yes.
the second time.
Yes.
Now, how do you feel? Newest member, please.
Yes.
Let me pass the mic to you.
I feel really, really excited. I feel like the team is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And also, the stories are very universal.
Yes.
And for every woman in every language,
yes.
I feel like every woman we have going through many, many things
yeah.
in our life.
Yeah.
And this place the opportunity to really connect with that,
mm-hmm.
and feel empathy,
mm-hmm.
and also understand what is behind us
yes.
as women.
Yes.
So it's really powerful, and I'm so happy.
Yes.
Yeah, so excited to be here, and I will be joining them this
yeah.
time.
Yes.
So come and watch the play.
Yes, come and watch the play.
You know, I, this is very interesting because she, as you said, is a new mate with us.
Yes.
But I would like to know what exactly has been she feeling about the readings and about not just the thing that you just mentioned, but mm-hmm. like being part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel really connected with the way everyone has a different story, right,
mm-hmm.
of the Vagina Monologues. And I feel like for some reason, each of them has found the exactly energy to share that story. So for me, is and also a really beautiful thing about the team is different ages. Yes. We are all in different ages and states of life. Yes. And it's wonderful and magic how we can all find the same things just because we are women. Mm-hmm. And this team is really strong. Mm-hmm. In everyone, I have found something that I connect with and I admire also as an actress and also as a Latina. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful also to hear my team with my accent, mm-hmm. and to be proud and to be with someone that is also sharing and having tools inside, mm-hmm. because it's really different to perform in Spanish, mm-hmm. and English. Mm-hmm. But as Alpha said, the language is universal.
It is.
And the way we connect with another language as a Latina woman, mm-hmm. I think is really, really, really powerful, mm-hmm. because we know how much sometimes we can struggle, yes. with stories, with be in an audience.
Yes.
We don't have sometimes a lot of opportunities. So for me, joining a Latin team, mm-hmm. that is doing this is just a dream. For me, it's a dream.
No, I really get it. Trust me, I get it. As a Black woman, I totally, yes. I get it, because our voices are not, we don't always have the platform. Mm-hmm. Let me rephrase it like that, right? Mm-hmm. To be able to even share a play like this. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't always get to be the voices of, mm-hmm. it. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things about the version that you are bringing to Vancouver,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because it is something that I think is new to not just the community,
yeah.
but people outside of the community.
Mm. Yeah, it's right? the accent,
right?
Like,
right.
sometimes I think that we're scared, and I had a friend that she's an actress too,
yeah.
and she works so hard to get away from her accent.
Right.
And for me to be able to just show who I am, the way that I talk, the way that I speak normally, without thinking, oh my God, I'm sounding too Latino,
part,
I'm sounding too Mexican,
yes, yes.
instead of being like, yeah. I want to perform and I want you to feel.
Yes.
And I think that these play in a specific makes you feel.
Okay.
Right?
Yes,
so,
definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next question. especially for those who have done this already, right, mm-hmm. in March, what will you do differently? Is there anything that you would do differently this time around, right?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that, because today we were having a rehearsal, and I've been trying to do something different, mm-hmm. with the characters, mm-hmm. and well, it's not characters, mm-hmm. with the reading, because we know all of the monologues are women who really
100%.
Who really wrote this monologue, right? So I know that at the end it will be just a play around it, because at the end we are going to do the same thing, because there is not like me as an actress, I'm going to put something else.
Right.
I'm just reading the words that a woman just did,
right,
just say,
right?
But it was very wonderful, the experience, to mm-hmm. play around and seeing how confident we are right now.
And I think that's what is going to change. I wouldn't change anything,
yeah.
because it was so magical, just the presence. And I remember talking to Alpha and to Monica just minutes before we went into the stage.
Yeah.
It was just the presence. Be present and feel it, because we've been working so hard for so long to get to this point, and then it just goes so fast, right? So I think that now, having that confidence that we did it once, mm-hmm. and it was great, and we were so proud of ourselves, mm-hmm. now this comes with, even for me, I'm like super excited.
Yes.
I know where I'm going for, and I just want to show it again.
Yes.
So I think nothing changes. I think it's just more the let's go again,
mm-hmm.
you know, with more power than that first. Not as scared. I was terrified. I was so scared.
Are you feeling terrified? Like, are you feeling terrified at all?
I feel a little bit nervous, of course, but it's more like a excitement feeling that. Like, I don't feel fear, because also I feel like the team is very supportive,
yes.
and I feel really connected, and even that I had just been with them 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
I feel, I'm just saying this for the first time, so because I haven't shared this with them,
yeah.
like, I feel like a family for me.
Aww.
Yeah, like, honestly, I remember when I arrived to Vancouver, and one teacher told me, you are not going to do something big because of your accent. I remember that, really. Wow. And right now that really this is happening, for me it's just a dream. I will say it again, but it's a dream. And for this time, I feel I also want to be there. I also want to live the magic. I also want to stand there and say things for all the women in the world that we are just going through the same things.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm really excited.
By the way, to the teacher that heard, like, if you're listening, in your face.
In your face.
She's doing fantastic things.
100%. Okay, so my next thing that I'm just not really a question to ask, but more, is there something that maybe you haven't shared in any of the times that you'd come before that maybe you would like a listener to know about the show, right? Like to kind of encourage them to come out, even to come again, you know? Yes. Like, I mean, I'm sure we were happy to, I watched lots of things over and over again, so I don't think there's any reason, if you've seen it before, come back. But just maybe something, you know, I always like to give space to, like, if you haven't shared something before that you might want to share this time around that you're here.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
The first time we tried to have a conversation with the audience, and I would love to go further that night, but we couldn't. I think the questions or the thing that we spoke that night, they were just in superficial way, and I would love to go deeper this time. I would like to the audience there to question, there to talk, there to say what they think, what they felt. I love that.
And I just want to give space for anybody else. Is there anything that you want to share, maybe that you hadn't shared before about the play?
I don't know if I've shared this, but I think to don't be scared, first of all. Sometimes people see the word vagina and just, you know. Don't be scared. Come and share. If you're a man, honestly, this is going to open so many doors. Because you're going to learn things that you normally don't hear.
Yes.
We women sometimes don't open these stories because it's scary. It's so personal, right? Mm-hmm. To open and to say it's really personal. So for you as a man to understand, to hear right now, as the world it is and things are happening as women, and we have found the last few weeks horrendous things.
Right.
I think that this is the time that we have to be supportive from each other, from the male and female, to be together, to hold hands and to stop this nonsense, right?
Agreed.
So if you get this opportunity to come and to listen to these stories, I think that this is a step forward to get things and to make the world a better place.
Absolutely. And I want to do you have anything last that you'd like to share?
Yes, I feel because Vancouver is a very multicultural stuff. This is not just about a certain culture of women.
Thank you.
For everyone. Yeah. So it's a really safe space, a play to, as women also, connect.
Yes.
And because I remember right now there is a Muslim, for example, story in the monologues that me, not even I am not a Muslim, of course, but I felt that.
Yes.
So it's something that you just can share with everyone. And sometimes I know that some cultures doesn't have the, for example, the openness to just be in spaces where we talk about the problems we live in every part of the world. So I think the play is a really, really safe and good opportunity to just reflect about everything, not just about women, men. It's about everything that is happening right now in the world.
Absolutely.
And everyone is really welcoming and important to be there and to listen. That is this place to reflect and to change and to transform something inside there.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I want to thank you all. Listen, you ended off with this.
I got
love
you.
It. Okay. You. Okay, newbie.
We see you.
Yes. We see you. Oh my goodness. I want to thank you all so much for joining. Please come again and again and again, because it is always such a pleasure to have you. I want to plug the show again. The Vagina Monologues is happening for the second round. Hey, if you love it enough, maybe it will happen a third, but I'm not trying to push it. It is happening May 14th at 7:30 p.m. It is going to be happening at the Waterfront Theater, which is on Granville Island, and tickets are available. So yes. I always, as you know, will include links to the tickets in the show notes so that you have access to that. If you follow Beats and Eats on Instagram, that's Beats and Eats BC, you will see that I will repost, I will, you know what I mean, and do all the things. I'm also going to put the link to the latest ticket link in the bio of Beats and Eats on Instagram so that it's just easy for you to click and purchase a ticket. Yes. Okay. I want to thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
And okay, we have already come to the end of Beats and Eats. Can you believe it? This hour just went by so quickly. I want to give another extra shout out to everybody who has listened to this show and listened to lots and lots of shows on CGSF. You know, I just want to give a big, big, big thank you. And before I get ready for the next show, which is going to be an open mic show, I am going to play one last version of Baltimore. This is the Jasmine Sullivan version. And this, I think, was done in like, released in like 2005, 2006. So we are going to listen to that. And then for people, again, if you want to send a text, feel free to text at 778-782-2573, and I will definitely give you a shout out on the next show. So here we go with Baltimore.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.